I put the question that the text of the speech presented by His Excellency the President, Comrade Arajim Gabe, at the official opening of the third session of the 8th Parliament be withdrawn and substituted by the correct version, and that the incorrect text be expunged from the records of Parliament.
That is Speaker of the National Assembly Jacob Mudenda after Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa had tabled the correct speech which President Mugabe was supposed to deliver yesterday. The tabling took place after 2 hours of intense debate, during which most members of parliament from both sides of the aisle condemned the mix-up which led President Mugabe to deliver a wrong speech. Some opposition lawmakers said it was a grave mistake for Mr. Mugabe to end up reading the wrong speech, stressing that it ridiculed the 91-year-old Zimbabwean leader who has ruled the country for more than 35 years. They called for an investigation into the incident and urged the governments to punish the people who are in charge of presidential speeches. Among those who called for the investigation from the opposition were Nelson Chamisa, Thokozani Khupe, Prince Vanda, Priscilla Mushonga and Abednego Bebe. From the ruling party, only Munyaradzi Kereke was clear that what happened yesterday was unacceptable. Chamisa added that those people who issued the wrong speech must be fired.
What it does, Mr. Speaker, is that it positions our president in an invidious position. But not only is it about the president, it is about our country. And this is what we are supposed to go to the bottom of. What is it that caused, what accounted for this mishap?
MDCT Vice President Khupe demanded an apology from Vice President and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, saying the executive embarrassed the president.
Mr. Speaker, say what I expected from the Vice President, the moment he opened his mouth, was for him to apologize to this house and indeed to the nation.
Equally concerned was Ms. Hirambwe Mushonga of the MDC formation led by Professor Welsh Mncube, who said she was concerned the president's office was showing gross inefficiency and incompetence, as this had happened before.
I remember at one time having traveled with the president to China, and he was standing up to give a speech as a visiting president at this particular dinner. The speech was not there. For a long time, people were running around to find the speech. We then were asked to eat until the speech would come.
ZANU-PF lawmaker Munyaradzi Kereke was also worried about yesterday's development, but noted that it is important for parliament to accept the correct presidential speech so that parliamentary business could go on.
The submissions, Mr. Speaker, say, by the earlier speakers and their desire to find justice done to whosoever could have caused that mishap. That is a very valid submission to say, let's find out what happened. Indeed, the business of parliament should be taken seriously.
Kereke's contribution was far much different from fellow ZANU-PF lawmakers Mandi Chimene, Oliver Mantipaka and Joseph Chinotimba, who felt that President Mugabe's blunder was just a simple mistake. At the same time, Mnangagwa refused to apologize, saying the executive had noted the mistake, hence it was correcting it in parliament. According to the correct speech which was published by the state-controlled Herald newspaper, some of the bills that will be considered in the current session are the Public Health, Zimbabwe Standards Regulatory Authority, State Procurement, and the General Laws Amendment Bills. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.